I'm very upset, Father Baldy.
Well, I thought you might be.
How's that?
My fried eggs are hard in the middle.
Oh.
So what's your problem, Mrs. Reed?
It's my friend, Deirdre. You know her.
Well, I've heard you talk about her so much since I've been back. I feel I know her.
Well, we've always, Deirdre and I, even before Mr. Reed died, every year we go to the April Punchestown meeting.
Is that a religious event?
No, it's horse racing. Over the sticks. Jump racing.
Oh.
Well, we always go on the Saturday. Mr. Reed was a great enthusiast of the turf.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In retirement, the dear man worked for a racing charity. Raised a lot of money for injured Catholic jockeys.
Oh, so you and Deirdre are going to this race meeting together on Saturday?
Yeah, well, that's it, you see. We're not. She's cried off.
Why?
She's got a heart murmur. Honestly, did you ever hear such a pathetic excuse? I mean, if Eamon de Valera had changed his plans every time his heart murmured, do you think he'd have achieved anything at all?
Well, so there I am,
stuck, abandoned by my so-called friend. And that's the truth of it. I mean, Father Baldy, I ask you as a priest, do you think a woman of my age should be going to the races on her own?
No, probably not.
Oh, that's very kind of you to volunteer, Father.
Well,
we leave at 11 on Saturday. Well, get a lift with the injured jockey's bus. Come on now. Eat up your egg.
Man!
Yes, Superintendent?
Could you come through to my office, please, and stop gossiping?